Cambridge Radio
with Alex Elbro.
Right, we're going to play one of the songs from the show and then we're going to talk to them. I think that's the quickest and easiest thing and then we'll talk about it. So this is Unfolding and So It Goes.
Life on the page, but he draw down that stage and I've got to move on. But it's easy to hide, hard to step outside these lines that I've drawn. So it goes, so it goes, the grand adventure of Rose. So it goes, so it goes, I've lived my life like a stone. One step, just one inch, might feel a short pinch, but you owe this to him. Him, a phantom in ink, and just what would he think of the coward you've been? So it goes, so it goes, the grand adventure of Rose. So it goes, I've lived my life like a stone. Me, words became my history. If I could, I'd shout with a million voices. But the silence suited me. Shake the person they might see, conquer in an innocent lie or two. Did he ever know that the person who I showed was a figment of my own sad imagination? Only wish that I was as bold as the lies that went on and on and on.
That's So It Goes from Unfolding the Musical. And I'm very pleased to have the writer of the musical, Emma Vicelli, and also performing Rose in the show, and David Barrett, who's also playing Mark in the show here today. Good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Now, I think it's easier. Well, we can rewind a little bit. Emma, just to tell us how this all came about, and you explain, one is where we are compared to where we spoke to you last week.
So I spoke to you, I reckon, seven, 8 months ago, maybe.
Yeah,
I had just won the Stars Groove Prize at that point with It Starts Small, which is David's main song from the show. It was a mind-blowing time. And I think at that point I said to you, there's a potential that we're going to be staging the show because Kat and Ian of Between the Bars had made noises to that effect. Kat is actually the reason all of this came about, because she was the one who maybe like a year and a half to 2 years ago suggested to me, why don't you write a musical?
And, like you do,
which we said this last time I spoke to you. And so I did, is the short version of that. But there's a lot of excitement along the way. So last time I came...
I mean, you're saying that like you just walk off, write a musical in like your lunch hour and come back again. That's amazing in itself. So how many songs are in the show? Can you
oh, that's a
know?
Good question.
Oh, good question.
Less than they were in the workshop.
I think last time we spoke to you, you were just going to start workshopping, or you'd just done a weekend of workshopping.
Yeah, we did a workshop in January. Mm-hmm. Which David joined us for that, because you weren't with us for the demos, you joined for the workshop.
I did indeed, yeah.
And maybe you'd even done just the demos when I spoke to you, in fact. Mm.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think so. And then remarkably, you stayed after the workshop.
I loved it, cause it was great fun. Emma and I were doing another show together, and she was talking about a show that she was writing, and she was like, oh, maybe I might ask you at some point to do it. And she did, and I'm thrilled she did.
I remember phoning you, actually. I was walking home from the Ely Market and being like, so would you want to do this? Because it's a little bit, it's not a very easy character to play. And you were like, yes, that sounds great.
Yeah, absolutely.
Mark's challenging,
So do you want to give us a bit of a background of the story? Because I'm very nervous about giving any spoilers, but there again, because you said to me, you sent me some information ahead of time, which is great, but then you're like, this contains some spoilers, so I don't know whether you want, and I was like, I'm not even going to look at this because it'll pop into my head.
It's quite a twisty turny story,
which is brilliant.
So what I've got in front of me right now, because I don't trust my own brain, is our little intro says, Rosetta is turning 40, stuck in a dead end job and living in the shadow of her father's suicide. She escapes into her letters with Mark, a man on the other side of the world who she's never met. For nearly 30 years, Rose has been braver on paper than in person. But when Mark's letters suddenly stop, everything changes.
Yeah.
That's literally a song in the show. It goes, duh, duh, duh. No,
excellent. I was like, oh.
Take your sales stop.
Sounds terrible.
Yeah. Okay. Now, Emma, you have got a background in writing, but not writing for musicals, have you? You're a comic book writer, aren't you?
Yeah.
And for those that don't know, that's not like that's a big thing. It's not, you know, that's a whole genre of its own. Mm-hmm. And you do that as your other job, if you like.
I do, but what's interesting, I've been doing that for about 20 years, and what's interesting is for 20 years in comics, I've talked about how my training in theatre and my love of theatre influences how I work on the page, because comics are very narrative and they're very directorial when you're planning a page out. And what's been amazing with Unfolding is also being able to bring now 20 years of working in comics into how I form a script for the stage. So that, but that's like a whole another conversation.
Yeah, but you must be able to see stories in pictures, and that's going to help the theatre, isn't it?
100%. There's been parts of the show that I've seen on the page, how I would draw them, and then it's trying to work out how I enact what I would put on a page on a stage, basically. Yeah.
It's interesting reading the stage directions, because there are many, and they're very clear and they're very vivid, and you can see that Emma's got a picture in her head of exactly what she sees at that point.
So are you, is it interesting or is it hard letting go? Are you directing it? So that's what I was thinking. When you see your vision come to life, but then somebody else directing it. If you've given such clear directions,
With the group we've got, no, it's not hard letting go. And we've got such an amazing, like, the
you've
cast,
got a very
crew,
experienced,
we've got an amazing group of people, and I have so much trust in their instincts. So, like, the version that David's bringing to life of Mark is his Mark. You know, it's not necessarily where I originally started, but it's what's exciting for me is seeing. There's a whole point of working with talented people, right? Yeah, seeing what they bring to the piece. For me, if anything, it's hard to get my head into gear in the room to say, right, you are here right now as an actor and not as a writer. And that's something that Kat and I talked about anyway ahead of the time, so that she knew when to treat me as a writer and when to treat me as an actor.
Yeah, and it's all credit to her for taking that and saying, right, I'm going to be brave enough to take this and know you and say, right, okay, I've got to separate the
and
two.
And she does such good work of diving into the material. Like, she had David and I walking around a car park just to
get the feeling. Yeah,
yeah, yeah. Well, it is really interesting, like, though, being in the room, though, because obviously you've got the writer and a director, and they most of the time they have the same vision, but sometimes they'll see things slightly differently, and that's as a performer, it's really interesting to have both those inputs, because you can
work between them and see which, you know, everyone's always it's always easy to make edits on things that something that's already produced, and then, but sometimes you want that, don't you, want a little bit of finesse, but you can't see it always yourself.
Yeah, and no one has a reference point, even me.
No,
it's not been done. This is us doing it. I mean, for those of us, people like David and a lot of our cast who did the workshop, it's probably been a bit harder for you, right, coming to this from the workshop.
So if you want to explain to people what you mean by why that would be harder. Because you've changed it from the workshop, I'm guessing, a little bit.
Yeah, I mean, the thing with...
You may know stuff for the workshop, is that...
Yeah, so when you have new work, obviously it constantly evolves. It's never in one state for very long. So the script that we had at the start is now different, and it's now quite significantly different. But there's also things that are almost the same. And they are the hardest bits.
Yeah.
When you're singing a song that you know really, really well, and then suddenly there's two or three words that are slightly different. So that's the thing. It's taking this part of the show, this character, and going, okay, well, he's evolved, or she's evolved, or whatever.
Yeah, I think that'd be a killer.
Well, it's true, because almost the radical differences are easier, right?
Yeah.
Like,
yes,
it's a completely
exactly.
different scene. There's a whole different thread. But you're right, it's those subtle, and I feel so evil.
You should.
I should. Every time I see someone's face in rehearsals go, because they realise they've drifted. But I've done it to myself. We've got scenes, because Rose and Mark have quite a lot of dialogue in the show, and there's bits where the scenes almost sort of almost what they were in the workshop, except one line drifts off somewhere else. And so I've done it to myself, and I've got so many versions of this show in my head.
Yeah, it must be even worse for you, because you must have written it so many different times.
Well, I remember scenes that were there and they weren't. I must say, something between the workshop and where we are now, because I can't not give credit and thank them, is that I'd already started rewriting before we got to the workshop. And the workshop itself, when we talk about the workshop, this was a staged, sort of semi-staged script in hand at the Atrium, the drama studio in Chesterton. Again, Kat directed it, and we invited an audience of about 30 people who we respect, and they gave us fantastic feedback. So I already had ideas of how I wanted to rewrite the show then, and then we collated information that we got from the audience. But then I got a reach out, quite incredibly, from a director called Lawrence Connor, who is phenomenal. He's responsible for the new Les Mis and Miss Saigon and the Tim Minchin Jesus Christ Superstar tour. But he's also just a massive advocate of new theatre and just a genuinely brilliant person. So he invited myself and Liz Townsend, who's not only my musical director, she's also my sanity, my best friend. She's helping with arrangements, she's doing the orchestrations. I couldn't do this without her. And he invited both of us out to Ireland to work on the script, she says, with inverted commas that you can't see. And he kind of helped us, talking about backbone and structure, so almost like a dramaturg sort of stepping in. He was fantastic. So by the time I got back from Ireland, and that was at the end of March maybe, I had a new version of the show. And that's when we started talking seriously about putting it on in September. And I started sort of feeding bits of script, and we got our new cast in, because our cast has jumped from 6 to 10.
Yeah.
And it's all sort of built from there. So his input was incredible. The whole way through this process, I have so many people to thank, which if you come and see the show, you'll see in the thanks page of the programme is just me like, I am so grateful to so many
10
people.
10 pages long. Extra long programme.
I could have spent the whole programme thanking people, honestly.
But, you know, you can thank them, and everyone's really been brilliant to bring together. But that's because they want to, because they can see something that's going to be really good to be and want to be a part of, surely. And being in a new musical, how does that change the thoughts of, Emma was just saying that you've got nothing to relate to. You've never, it's not like, oh, so-and-so's version. This is the version that people will use in the future when it's in Broadway, hopefully, or when it's in, to relate to.
I mean, it's definitely a pros and cons thing. I mean, having a blank canvas is lovely in many ways. But then you've got that other thing. It's like, well, where do you stop? Where do you keep evolving? Mm-hmm.
And that
can be the con, because you have, that person did it like that, it was great, I want to emulate that and copy that, but you can't do that. As you say, but I personally, I mean, it's the first time that I've done new work like this. And I've loved the fact that it's just, a blank sheet, and you just take it where you want to, within reason, obviously.
This is playing against the writer as well as having the director. I feel that you've probably got the toughest job, actually, David.
I never thought about that. That's so true. You're literally having to play opposite the person.
Oh, why is he doing that?
There's no pressure on that at all. It's like normally when you do a show, it's like, oh, I'm going to try like this. And then the writer goes, no, you're not doing that.
I feel like there's been a really nice spirit in the room, actually. We've had certain elements where, like, there was a bit where Danielle, who's playing our young Rose, I've added a vocal line in because she'd mentioned something, and I was like, oh, actually, yeah. Or, like, we've cut lines or added bits of lines. I've loved people's thoughts. So it's there haven't been big changes, but I've been able to adapt. Being in the room means I can adapt to things. If an actor says that line feels weird to say, I can instantly go, I'll change it, which is really nice.
But you also, they need to feel comfortable enough that you're open to those, and you're not going to throw your toys at the pram and storm out the room.
I've been very relaxed. There's been no plate stirring.
Emma's been very relaxed.
All right,
maybe not relaxed.
I rephrase that.
Has been very open to suggestions.
Open to suggestions. Let's go with that. Yes. Now, retract my previous statement.
Give me hugs in the bar, guys.
Yeah, fact checking here. Now, just give us the information on it, because all morning I've been getting it wrong on what days it's on. And I can see it dead in front of me now. It is Wednesday, the 10th of September, isn't it? It's a Saturday, the 13th. All evenings, 7:45. Mm-hmm. Where do you get tickets from?
You can get tickets directly from the ADC Theatre, so adctheatre.com. /unfolding if you want to go direct, but you'll find us from their front page. That's the only way you get tickets, just literally from the theatre. I don't know why I said as if there was a second part to that sentence.
Can you rock up at the door?
Yeah,
I think you can rock up to the door.
Well, I think, you know, tickets are going quite well. I'd say get the tickets in advance, but it's 7:45 start on those days. So you can contact the theatre and they're very quick at getting tickets to you. And what age do you think it's appropriate for? And are there things in there that people should be aware of?
Yes, we've not really talked much about the story, but it is a story that investigates, whilst it's funny, it's a story that investigates mental health and has some darker angles. Everything works out, but it's not a children's show. Age-wise, I don't know.
Well, I would say 13 plus. I mean,
the ADC have put a blanket like 12 and over, but okay, at the discretion of parents.
I think it's important because there's a tendency to feel like, oh, this deals with mental health. It probably isn't for kids. On the other hand, there are things in this show that I want everyone to be aware of and tune into because it makes the world better if we're aware of them.
Absolutely.
So, certainly not for young, but...
is it a PG?
Yeah, definitely.
That's a good way of thinking of it.
A little bit of swearing and PG.
PG.
So really open to anyone that's interested in theatre from a young, you know, people that are youngsters
and
that are
people
doing
who are interested in just seeing something on the ground level. This is the very first staging of a new piece of theatre developed here in Cambridge, which is exciting because we have an amazing theatre scene in Cambridge and I'm very grateful to all of it. I think just that chance to see it, because who knows, this might be the only time this show exists in this format. There's every chance it's going to develop and adapt after this as well, but I think what we've got at the moment feels like a pretty solid...
Yeah.
Yes, and you
and
can
it's got
say...
some really interesting themes as well. I think that's, you know, it's not just a great piece of writing. The songs are all fabulous, but the story has got real heart to it and the themes that run through it are things that a lot of musicals particularly don't really touch on, and I think it's really nice to have something different and unique in that way.
Yeah, and then for that reason it's if people take to it, which it sounds like we're going to, I'm very much looking forward to it. I have my ticket already. That this could be, because it's so different, that people we will see it everywhere. And, you know, Six was developed in Cambridge, wasn't it?
Six,
you know,
had its first staging at the ADC.
So, you know, who knows? And how exciting to be part of it. I wish you every success, even though you're not supposed to say that. I know we can say a break a leg as well, but I think just as the right, well, instead of the actors part of it, just do for the writing. I wish you every success. I think it's going to be absolutely amazing, and I think, you know, full props to you. It's what a thing to have achieved.
Absolutely.
I know you might have to lie down a little bit afterwards.
Yeah. I joke that it's my midlife crisis, but actually I'm going to rename that. It's my midlife revival.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, thank you both for coming in and good luck with all the rehearsals.
Thank you.
I presume they're all going well.
Yeah, great.
Yeah, they are actually. We had a music call last night. It sounded amazing. Yeah. You know,
it's all coming together beautifully.
Yeah, I mean, you have a fantastic cast, so what could possibly go wrong? And thank you very much for coming in and we look forward to seeing it.
Thank you, Alex.
Thank you.
And obviously, if there's anything more exciting afterwards, you kind of come back and let me know.
Oh, for sure.
Oh, we're going to finish with another song.
Yay!
Do you want to just tell us? We didn't explain what the other song was,
No, that was Rose singing "So It Goes," which is very what it said in the lyrics, basically the beginning of her grand adventure. What you're about to hear goes back in time a little bit in the show. This is "Lay Down." This is between Rose and her best friend Florence, played by Vicky Jones, and sung by Vicky Jones in this version. And I kind of almost don't want to say too much because it kind of says it in the lyrics. Is a tense moment between the girls where they resolve some things.
Okay, that's brilliant. Thank you very much. This is "Lay Down" from Unfolding the Musical, sung by Vicky Jones.
Like a favourite CD, we used to listen all the time, we too. Days you don't see me, and I sure as hell don't see you for dust. So lay down and talk to me. Lay down and talk, just talk. Thank you. the past, we always knew someday we'd change. We knew. And yeah, it's kind of weird when you're not around. But I realize you've gone, and believe it or not, I'm happy for you. With its folds unfolding every part of me. Lay down and talk to me. How do I mourn for something I never really had? Lay down and talk.
Cambridge Radio.